Thank you, Sister Mary Cox, for the miracle seed of $50, a seed of grace, a seed of favor, a seed of miracles, a seed of new opportunities, a seed of favor, a seed where God would touch your body and cause you to come into a time of healing. For Father would touch you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And he will bring you into a time of restoration. He will also bring you to a time of expansion and freedom. And you will know that this is the hand of the Lord that has done this thing. For he says, I'm going to replenish you. And I'm going to restore your strength. I'm going to bless the very works of your hands. For I, your God, shall do a new thing in thee. And I shall heal thee from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And you will see, woman of God, that healing shall be your portion. For the Lord says, I touch the lungs and I touch the stomach area. No negativity, I touch your emotions. For the Lord says, I even touch the blood pressure, even in this hour. My grace, I give unto thee, woman of God. My grace. And he says, I even touch the head, the pains that come around the head area, I touch thee. There shall be no doubt, there shall be no worry, for all things are in my divine hand and my divine plan. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'll be right back, woman of God.
I hear Father God saying this is the season of divine intervention. Father God says this is the season to look within, because you're not going to do without. I do hear Father God saying this is the season of meditation and prayer. Father God says this is also the season to plan a trip. Father God says don't burn the candle at both ends in this season, woman of God. For Father God said this is the season where he's working within your body, and Father God, he's working within your mind, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Mary. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be such a joy that's going to take you over, going to overtake you. But God says that you're about to produce much, and I'm hearing God says there's much that's going to be produced in your life. God says that you're about to flourish. God says for you to get ready, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Mary. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying in this season there shall be new partnerships. God is working in the areas of relationships, in the area of family, bringing back unity and a level of communication. God is causing you to be even a better listener this season. God says be quick to listen and slow to speak, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Mary. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be something that you're going to be sorting out. I'm hearing God say that you're doing a lot of thinking in this season, and God says that you're pondering on a lot, and you also have a lot of questions, and God says that the answers shall be revealed. I'm hearing God say that he's going to visit you in the night hours. God wants you to journal these things down. God wants you to journal your dreams and your visions, and God says answers are coming forth, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Mary. I just hear God saying, reconcile, reconcile. God is going to begin to reconcile some relationships, some partnerships that are in your life. And I do hear God saying that there's healing, even from the time that you were young, back in your preteen, before you became a teenager. God is bringing forth healing in that area. And God says he's healing you, he's healing some situations, and bringing wholeness that is taking place around you. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear God saying that those things that happened in the past are there in the past, but for you not to hold on to the bad memories because it's stopping your growth. And God is saying that he's going to cause you to grow and to begin to minister to other people, because that those things that you went through shall be turned into a book and shall help many, many women. And that's the word of the Lord, and many men too. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. Sister Mary, walk in the strength of that word. And I so agree with the word that the prophet has spoken. For I heard Father God saying he's doing a mending and a restoring and a transformation is taking place in our household in this season. And that is the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord comes unto me saying that, prepare. For this is an hour and this is a season of a breakthrough. For the Spirit of the Lord shall move upon thy life in an unusual way, and you're going to begin to find that the Lord says that you're going to come into a season of progress. You're going to come into a season of praise and even greater affection. You're going to step into a time where goodness shall be thy portion, and the Lord says that you shall achieve much, and you shall come into a season of a mighty, mighty breakthrough. For the Lord says, if you have not seen a major promotion, something is going to be offered to you that is going to bless the works of your hands. For the Lord says, in this season, and yea, even in this hour, I bring you compensation. I bring you benefits, for I will open up a window of opportunity for thee. And you will see increase all around thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High. For the Lord says that I'm causing a shift in this season, a shift in how you view things, a shift that shall cause you to come into a season of blessings. And you will see that your talent shall cause you to prosper. For this is an hour, and this is a season of a new beginning. For the Spirit will say unto thee that this is a time for you to begin to let go of anything or any relationship that has become outworn, unproductive, and that has outlived itself unto thee. And as you do that, you're preparing for the new. You're preparing for the new season. You're preparing for the breakthrough. You're preparing for even as Jesus said to the disciples, cast your empty nets, not one but empty nets. And as they moved in faith, but not in total faith, the nets was bursting at the seams. The Lord says, as you cast forth your nets, you will surely, surely prosper. For this is a season where the Lord will say unto thee, he says, be careful of what you say, but also what you put in writing. Because during this month, the Lord says, things will come back to thee quickly, quickly, quickly. So use wisdom. I'm also hearing the Lord says, you're going to get insights into a relationship, business, or emotional as well. Now, I want to go ahead to around about the 23rd of the month, because God said he urges you to use your finances wisely during that season. And yet it seems as if that even around the 26th or the 22nd to the end of the month, you may be taking care or dealing with a family matter or trying to solve a family problem and know that all shall be well. Can I tell you that the Lord says be watchful in this season, even in this month. Be watchful of any kind of accidents or things of that nature. Make sure that things are put away. Make sure that the smoke detectors and things of that are working properly. Make sure that vehicles are working properly. Inspect things. Stay on top of things. Things surrounding the home that is properly secured. And just be more attentive. Be more aware. Watch the areas that you go into. Watch the neighborhoods that you go into. Now, you're going to begin to find that the Lord says you're going to choose companions and right people and friendships. You're going to choose right individuals wisely and carefully, because they can influence your thoughts, your values, and your reputation. For as the Bible says, bad company corrupts good character. So watch whom you have around you, saith the Lord of hosts, and you're going to be able to let go of things that is no longer of me. And you will see that the truth will be known, and what was hidden shall also be revealed. Something is going to come out into the open that has been hidden from thee. Thank you for your miracle seed. We appreciate you. Look forward to continuing our prophetic divine connection. God bless you.